Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm very excited about our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, joining us again. Bill is chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for more than 13 years. He's been conducting the NFIB's survey of small business optimism for almost 40 years. He started when he was in elementary school. And we've been the happy beneficiary of the of Bill's report on that report on our show all these years, and we're very grateful. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Good to have you back. Okay, 6 years now, Bill. Small business optimism has not been very optimistic. 6 years, and even though the blip was up a little bit this last month, it didn't really move the macro needle, did it?
No, it didn't. So, you know, after all these years, we're still a half a point below the reading in December of 2007, which was, of course, by the NFIB measure, already we were already well into recession, but that was the official beginning of the recession. All through 2007, the index fell, waving a big red flag saying we're headed into trouble, which we are. So, you know, we haven't gained any ground since that time. We're still half a point behind that reading, which would be the high all the way back to December of 2007.
And then people wonder, I mean, if there's ever was as any more, I don't know how much more evidence you would need as to the impact that small business has on the economy, on the overall macro economy, the GDP growth of our economy. It just overlay the GDP levels with the small business optimism levels, and they pretty much correspond, don't they?
They certainly do. It's certainly a good indicator, as it should be, since the small businesses produce at least half of the output in the economy.
Yep. So, and more than half of the jobs.
Yeah, but it's harder, you know, the analysts will tell you about GM sales or GE sales, or, you know, you've got specific data on a big company and you can look at it, but, you know, for 6 million employer firms, you know, they don't kind of have a measure to look at. So they look at total GDP, but there's no good measure of, you know, small business GDP. So
other than yours is the gold standard, Bill. But as I'm happy to say, and I do it quite often. But Bill, what we keep hearing about is the way Wall Street is setting records, as if, and you know what, Bill, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, that would have been a really good thing to talk about and to think about, because we knew in those days that Wall Street was a leading indicator of the economy. Today, in today's world, Wall Street is merely a leading indicator of itself.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, how can you, you know, if you try to correlate the stock market with GDP numbers, why, it's terrible. You know, in the fourth quarter, we've been revised all the way down to 0.1% growth.
Yeah.
At the end of last year, and then the first quarter was just 1.1%, and of course the first guess at the second quarter numbers, because it takes a while to get all the data,
right,
was 1.7. Those are miserable GDP numbers.
Those are almost recession foretelling numbers, aren't they?
Definitely. I mean, that at that slow speed, as some characterize it, you know, you could tip at any time into a negative GDP number.
Mm-hmm.
And so the prospects, you know, just aren't too good, even though Dow Chemical can be doing well and Ford Motor can be doing well. And, these, you know, all those, they've been selling overseas and making their money there. That's the
mm-hmm.
problem.
That's well they and they found a way is by being so global, by being so large, so many of these companies, they've just found a way to hedge on many levels. And something else, Bill, in the last 4 years, they have gotten their expenses down so low, including payroll, that they can make a profit at almost any level.
Yeah, and of course,
and that's what drives the share price.
Right, and GM, of course, has the lucky benefit of being awarded that $40 billion net operating loss carryforward that none of the other car companies have. Another subsidy from the taxpayer to
absolutely. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get into the specifics. We're going to talk about the labor. We're going to talk about the capital spending. We're going to talk about sales. We're going to talk about inflation, profits, credit. Those kinds of things are the details inside of the NFIB survey of small business optimism. Quick break, 20 till. Stay with us. We're right back with Bill Duckelberg.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.